though, Shropshire County Conservative Group has a new leader. The vote took place yesterday. Picton was elected. He replaces Peter Nutting, who lost his Copthorne seat to the Liberal Democrats in the local elections. Leslie Picton joins me now on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
Well, congratulations. How are you feeling?
Honoured, excited, really humbled, actually. I'm delighted. I just want to get cracking now.
So what do you get cracking with? What's first on your list?
First on the list today is sorting out the new cabinet members. You'll see there'll be some big changes in the cabinet. We need to be ready to make some changes, so there'll be big changes across the whole spectrum, really. So we've got to do that, ready for council on Thursday. We've also got to appoint all the committee chairs and all the posts on committee, so that will take up a fair amount of my time this morning. There's a meet the executive session as well, which is for predominantly for new members, but I'm encouraging all members to attend it. So busy, busy, busy.
What are you having for breakfast, Leslie?
A free Weetabix. Sorry, brand.
And a few coffees as well. Now, of course, you're the first female leader on Shropshire Council. How does that feel?
It's brilliant. We need more women in politics, and we certainly need more women on Shropshire Council. So I'm there to say, you know, you can do this. Come on, come and join us, because it's a brilliant role. Being a councillor is brilliant. You get so much out of it. But to get the top job, I'm just beyond excited.
So as you said there, lots of meetings to come, lots of important decisions to make, lots of face-to-face meetings with people. Is it still all on Zoom? How do you work?
Well, I've spent, as you probably know, 18 months on facing a screen. There will be we will reintroduce some face-to-face meetings, but I don't intend to go back to that situation entirely, because it would be daft to bring people in, certainly if we're having meetings with other councillors that aren't statutory meetings, or even members of the public, unless they specifically want to meet face-to-face. But dragging people in from Clearbury Mortimer and the other side of Oswestry Street, etc., when you can have a perfectly reasonable conversation via a video link, has to be a way forward. And there's other ways we're looking at doing it too, in terms of a hybrid version. So you may have some people in the room, and others will be able to dial in via a screen if it's difficult for whatever reason.
You touched on it a moment ago. How will this Conservative group differ from what has come before?
I think my mantra very much yesterday was about, we need to get the basics right. I've felt for some time now that we do some of the bigger things, some of the shiny things, but actually we've perhaps neglected the basics. We need to get those basics right. If we don't get the basics right, then everything else, it's like a pack of, a house of cards. If you don't get the foundations right, you really haven't got anything solid to build the other stuff on. So,
what are those basics, Leslie?
Well, it's about communicating properly. It's about, I'm not going to shy away from it. It's about sorting our roads. We do two things pretty much for everybody in Shropshire, Adam. We collect their waste, and people drive on our roads that we look after. We do the waste extremely well. Can't say the same for the roads. So that is mine and the chief execs. We're as one with this. That is our priority. So whilst there's a sort of pause and review period, and it will be a short pause and review period, changing those things, getting the communications right. We need to find a better way of communicating with people, making sure that telephones are answered, emails are answered, that sort of thing. So whilst we're having a bit of a pause and reflect on some of the other things, absolutely get to work with the highways and stuff. And there will be a change.
You mentioned roads. The North West Relief Road, of course, a very contentious issue during mm-hmm. the elections. People made their feelings clear on that. Will you push mm-hmm. ahead with that plan?
It's in the planning process. I don't intend to stop the planning process. We need to see what happens at the end of that process. It's the same for the shopping centres and the Shire Hall. They're in a process, as is the local plan. Those things need to follow their terms of process, and we'll see where we are at the outset. At the onset. All through the election, my ward is almost, the North West Relief Road is almost entirely in my ward, and there were detractors from it, without a doubt, but there's also a huge number of people who actually are of the opposite opinion. But I think the really interesting thing is that in terms of the number of comments I received, and I know this is the same for other Shrewsbury members, roads, the state of, was the thing that was the biggest thing on the doorstep, not the North West Relief Road.
I've had a couple of emails this morning. Jamie and Brian have got in touch about the North West Relief Road when I mentioned you were coming on. And if I just sort of mention what they've said, both touching on the fact that you, as a council, declared a climate emergency. Jamie says, will you cancel the road or the climate emergency?
Pause and reflect. reflect. It's what I said earlier on, Adam. We will look at both. People shouldn't be under any illusions that I want to do far more in terms of the green agenda. So there is a balance to be had. You know, I was the one who made a promise at the start that we would look at increasing our recycling rates. I'm really, really keen on that. There's lots of other things we can do. I'm actually very keen on low traffic neighbourhoods, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, there has to be a balance. So as I said, pause and reflect, and we will continue. And, you know, we're not going to shy away from our responsibilities regarding climate change. Absolutely not.
Is uniting the party important? Often a north-south divide within the Conservative group.
Yes, it is. And actually, yesterday evening, it was great because what I saw was a united party, and the people really, you know, the members of the Conservative group on Shropshire Council really are keen to just get started and work together. And that's one of my biggest roles. You know, it shouldn't be like that anymore. So, you know, I'm hopefully, because I don't perhaps have the baggage of the unitary days. You know, I'm neither north, south or central, really. I just came in as Shropshire. So hopefully that's, you know, that will happen. But certainly I want to ensure that is the case.
Leslie, have a great first day, and thanks
for
talking to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Adam.
Leslie Picton, who is the new Conservative leader of Shropshire Council.